بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن ابي مسعود عقبة بن عمرو الانصاري البدري رضي الله تعالى عنه وعنهم قال: قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: من دل على خير فله مثل اجر فاعله. رواه مسلم. We are still in this chapter that we should be encouraging other people to do good, guide them, invite them to do good. In this hadith, Abu Sa'id Mas'ud, Uqba ibn Amr al-Ansari, al-Badri, radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, says that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, "Man dalla ala khayri," a person who points out, who indicates, who invites, who encourages towards any good, وَلَهُ مِثْلُ أَجْرِ فَاعِلِهِ, and he will get the reward the same as the person who does that action. For example, somebody encourages somebody to become an Ali, that person becomes an Ali. All that sawab, this person who encouraged him, he will also get it. We encourage somebody to become a Hafiz, to go for Hajj, to go in Jamaat, etc., any good work whatsoever, to help out some poor person. When that person does that action, then we get that equal reward also, just because of encouraging him. So that is a very important aspect also, and it is a very great and very easy ibadat also, that within our circles, our family, friends, etc., we keep on encouraging towards good. We encourage people to make namaz, for example. Be regular with your namazes. Make your tilawat of Quran Sharif regularly. Whoever will do that, then we will also get. And in any case, we will get the sawab for encouraging them. When they do it, then that action also, we will get that sawab. Allah Ta'ala is most merciful and most kind. It is also narrated in the hadith that, for example, if somebody comes and beg at the door, and the owner of the house tells the housewife, give him some food or something. So she prepares a little plate or whatever she prepares it. Then the servant who is working in the house, who has to work for their masters and he gets paid for them, but they tell him, go and give it this to this person. When he goes and give it, then all of them get sawab, it comes in the hadith. The owner who had just given the order, that give him something. The housewife who prepared, and even the servant gets a full sawab, though it's part of his normal duty, but he also gets that full sawab. So this is a very great ibadat, which also we are normally neglectful of. Just to encourage to do good, we get that same sawab. Another narration provides a background of this hadith. It states that a person once came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and requested for a conveyance for some animal, a donkey, a horse, a camel, etc. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said he did not have a conveyance to give him. At that time, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was not in a position that he had some conveyance. Otherwise, the generosity of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is known and it is unlimited. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's generosity was very great, and it is for that reason that he came and asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because he knew that he will get it from Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam. Another Sahabi who was present volunteered to direct him to one who could give him a conveyance. Then in that gathering there was another Sahabi, and he said he can inform that person of going to somebody else and that person will give him the conveyance. So he just indicated to go to somebody. In response, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, one who directs towards any good shall receive a similar reward to that of the person who does it. Any person who does any good, no matter how small and trivial it seems to be, or no matter how big, a person who encourages and guides others towards any good, and when that good is done, he gets that full reward as well. Even just a simple thing, somebody wants to go somewhere and he wants direction, and we just give him the directions, we will get that sawab also. So there is so much for us to gain in the short life of ours. for our eternal life of the Akhirah. We should not be unmindful of these things. Small, small things, but great, great results and great, great benefits. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. This hadith encourages us to invite and motivate others towards doing good actions. And the opposite of this, we encourage towards evil actions. For many people to do wrong things, we encourage them to go to, we tell them which resort they should go to for holiday, etc. Or any other thing, we encourage towards education, in which there is Darwin's theory of fear of evolution, for example. Many wrong things we encourage. Wedding time, we say we'll help out, and we'll do this, we'll do that, and we make the whole wedding against Sunnah. So instead of encouraging what is good, unfortunately, we encourage what is bad, and we get that guna also. If that bad is done, we get that guna also. This will not only draw great rewards in our favor, but is a positive step towards reforming society for the better. If we get into the habit, which is a Muslim, a mu'min, shan and habit, to encourage towards good all the time, wherever we are. Even we just put in petrol at the petrol station, tell the attendant some good word, give him some good advice. Be good to your parents, be good to your wife, etc. Bring up your children in a good way. Any small advice, we will get great, great rewards for that. But normally we don't do that. And unfortunately, how many of us are guilty of encouraging towards the wrong? And that is very serious, and that is not the way of a Muslim and a mu'min in any way. May Allah Ta'ala give us proper understanding, use these few moments of our lives that we have for earning our eternal akhirat in Jannah and all the pleasures and enjoyments of Jannah. Subhanallah.